Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And here we go on an unbelievable, what a great, great, cool, crisp night last night. Do you sleep? I mean, don't you sleep great in cold weather like that?
Yeah. See, yeah. You act like you hate this weather.
No, I like it. If it was 90 now today, it'd be perfect.
No.
Yeah.
We can't have those changes. You're always coming in with your, like,
well, why can't
cold,
we?
Runny
oh,
nose.
We got global warming, all this stuff. Everybody, oh my God, with all the weather changes and the titles and everything else. How about we have really nice cold weather at night?
Look what you have right there. You know Joel blames me for any and all of this stuff.
So I throw my stuff out. I was going to say stuff.
Ooh.
I throw my stuff out.
Yeah. Look at that. You got blow your nose a million times, and if we're 40 and then 99.
He sits over there where your stuff gets.
You just push it over here.
No, I don't
it's
push
40
it.
Or, I'm not blowing my nose.
No. Don't worry. You will.
I won't. Only thing I have is for this coffee, but. This is a bet. Trust me, this is a better intro than talk about Texans.
No. Absolutely. That was pitiful to think that they put in and Mitch Trubisky. Well, listen, he didn't throw everything was a rollout and in the flat. He didn't throw a ball more than 10 yards all day.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
No. And all you had to do was cover the flats. Since Whitney Mercilus is in coverage every single play now, and listen, Mercilus Island is a real thing because they are not throwing his way, they're not running his way, because he did get a QB hit because Romeo said, you know what, let's unleash the beast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unleash the beast. The Bears had 7 sacks against the Texans. Including the safety in the end zone, where it was like a tidal wave of Bears. There was nothing Deshaun could have done. It was just a swarm of Bears all hit him at the same time. It literally looked like a wave of dark brown to black jerseys just pop.
And I was going to, well, they were white. They were white yesterday.
White jerseys.
But I was going to blame Zach Fulton too. When I watched and I'm like, Zach Fulton. But then it was Khalil Mack now.
Yeah.
He had it. And listen, that's an unfair fight.
Well, that's because they know that you can line them up with Khalil Mack on. Look, if you have a weak link, smart defenses will take their best guy and find ways to get him on you.
But don't you feel bad? By the way, isn't it like bullying? Is this bullying? If you put Khalil Mack on Zach Fulton, isn't it like bullying? It's not right. That's not right.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to get away with that.
Yeah, then don't have a Zach Fulton on the field.
Well,
is the other answer.
No, but why can't the Zach Fultons play too?
Oh, they can.
Yeah.
For teams like that have this many wins.
Yeah.
This is where they play. This is where the Zach Fultons play.
This is
play.
Exactly where they
You're
play.
Welcome. Welcome to the Zach Fulton.
Why is there a Q? How do you. Cuvalli? Cuvale? What is that? What is that, by the way?
Alignment.
And why is one of those on the field?
Brent Cavale?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's where you. Cause this is who you look.
Well, wait a minute.
Might I interest you in the Houston Texans record?
Don't we have Sharpies and don't we have Salamettes and Calamettes and don't we have
and Hex?
And don't we have, yeah.
Could I interest you in the Texans record? Would you like to take a look at this side of the menu, sir?
No.
I'm sorry, sir. That side of the menu is going to be out of your range. You need to stay on the left side of the menu. Here are these appetizers.
No, I don't want this, though. This doesn't taste good.
Here we have fried cheese sticks.
Why would I pay for this?
We have some fried cheese sticks and some nacho poppers and a Brent Cavalli.
Yeah, no. Why do we have these? I want to go from the right side of the menu.
Look
where
at
there
the,
are good. There were good. I want me.
Well, if the Texans,
I would love to taste. Well, I'm not gonna say it because Dell will keep that. I would.
Yeah, don't say
no,
it.
No, I can't say.
Don't say it.
I love a delicious.
Well, the Texans roster is
I'd
a
love
menu.
A delicious Khalil Mack.
Yeah,
that's what I'd love.
Sure, the Texans menu is a Texans roster is a menu, and that menu is it's not. It doesn't look appetizing.
No, and you know the only good thing on the menu is really, really, really expensive. I'll have the number four.
Oh yeah,
I'll have the number four.
These prices are outrageous.
Yes, I'll have the number four. Man, oh man, the 59.
They sure are proud of their chicken pot pie.
Right. And it is not, it is terrible. It is terrible. No one seems to be eating it or using it in any way, shape, or form, the 59. And boy, is it expensive. This restaurant sucks.
Combo 50. Let me get the 59 platter.
Yeah.
But can I get meat with that and also side dishes? No it just comes with bread.
That's it.
It just comes with bread.
And by the way, I mean, the shot of Hannah McNair.
Oh, my gosh.
So perfect.
It is.
There's Cal McNair. If you haven't seen it, they're up in the suite, the owner's bar. I'm sure they'll get some heat for not having masks on there. But
well, they're next to each other. They don't have to have masks on. They're married.
America's going to do it.
No.
Why would you put people's lives at risk in that suite? So, trust me, no one's life is at risk there. So, Cal McNair is sitting there in these... There, it's a shot in the suite of Cal McNair, and so I wondered this: you've been in a TV world, and I've done stuff in the TV world where producers are in your ear. Producers, I've heard directors, you know, kind of yelling at producers and cameramen and all this stuff. And so I wonder if they had that shot locked in. I think probably what happened was that there was there was a shot of Cal McNair. They wanted to get a shot of Cal McNair, and once they said, okay, we got him, that's all they did, and they didn't look at Hannah McNair. There is a chance, though, that they said, all right, I've got a shot, but the wife looks like she's the woman with him. I think maybe his wife, she's asleep.
Perfect.
Oh, that's too – for this game,
yes,
that's just
that
too good.
Perfect.
We're going to.
And we've got us a GIF forever, or a GIF, or whatever they're called. Forever.
Yeah.
Forever. I mean, you want to talk about encapsulating the game. How crappy is this game? And the owner's wife is sleeping through it. This is what we all wanted to do. Take a nap during Dell. Did Hannah McNair inspire you in any way, shape, or form? Oh no, that was during the Dolphins game, so you weren't inspired by Hannah.
No. I saw it and thought to myself, she's got the right idea.
Time to lay down. Yeah, Texans are on.
But I got to see if friggin' Pat Mahomes could not get a 4th-and-1, so I got to stay up.
Yeah.
I would have went to bed, too.
No. You guys came back, almost got him.
Yeah, Chan Gailey may need to figure out the run-up tempo at Tua, like everyone in that damn city's been telling him. But, yeah, they fought, but the Chiefs are the Chiefs, and so much speed. Just watching them for 4 quarters, like, wow. You pick them, you cause 4 turnovers, and they still score.
Xavien Howard, what a...
He's
wow.
Got 9 picks. I know this is that the Defensive Player of the Year award's going to Aaron Donald, but there's a guy in Miami with
pretty
9 picks.
Good.
Yeah.
That catch
or 8 or 9
interception,
picks, whatever it is. Yeah.
Was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. So you could have listen, it would have been perfect to take a nap. Perfect time to take a nap was during that game. And Hannah McNair took advantage. Can't blame her. Can't blame her for taking advantage of a situation.
Is the Bears box more exposed than others? Because I imagine she's taken a nap at some point during a Texans game in the past and not been caught. So is that box just more exposed than others are?
I don't know. You think that Masters for you? It automatically puts Hannah McNair to sleep?
I don't. The way how casual she was, I don't think that was the first time she fell asleep to a Texans game. Because she was like, it wasn't like... It wasn't like she was sitting straight up in the chair.
She's the hero this city needs. Mm-hmm. I've heard some really good things about her, actually. Some people who know her said, but not personally, so they don't have a vested interest. They said their actual thought was that there was a better chance that
the Easterby Bill O'Brien stuff might not run as rampant if there wasn't COVID, because Hannah McNair would be around the building more, and that maybe some of Bill's tirades and stuff like that, he wouldn't want to get him back to the owner's wife. I actually heard that Bill's behavior in the building they thought was worse when Hannah McNair wasn't around.
Well, you can't act like a maniac and screaming.
Yeah, but the owner should be the guy who does that. But it's the owner's wife saying, Cal, are you going to get this? Mm-hmm. Are you going to handle this?
Well, I'm pretty sure. Hannah,
she was pretty heroic.
I'm pretty sure she does that. I mean, with but
that's Cal, that was I, a I heroic do- shot, though. In the middle of that game was terrible. The first play was an 80-yard touchdown run from a guy who's not even known for being fast.
No. Well, he was on that play. And a perfect angle by Justin. Justin Reed is playing some unbelievable. Well, it's not the football we thought we'd see out of Justin Reed this year. Holy crap, dude. He steps up and Montgomery just runs around him and just gives him a little jab. I mean, it wasn't even like he was close to tackling him. He barely
here for me hit. Telling you about sight jab. So, wait, was that just
a
segue?
A segue. It was so unbelievable.
I just heard you say giving a little
How
jab.
How easy was that?
Listen, it's hard to catch David Montgomery. I'm looking at his combine numbers if you're interested. He ran a 4.6 3.40.
Well, how are you going to catch that?
He had an 80-yard touchdown as a 4.6 running back, an 80-yard touchdown against the and nobody could catch him.
I was watching Justin Reed and thought to myself, you sure you don't play for the Miami Hurricanes run defense?
We'll get to that later.
I was like, I had to watch that all Saturday, then I have to watch you?
Yeah.
It felt familiar. But,
wow. And you know what? Actually, the Texans after that allowed like 70-some-odd yards rushing. They actually didn't get destroyed after that.
They didn't have to, but Trubisky was thrown all over the flat.
Well, I didn't mean... Shh, be quiet. That's not...
Yeah, I mean...
Trubisky was wearing out the flat routes and the sidelines and the short in-cutting routes, and he had over 200 yards passing and 3 touchdowns at half. I mean... You gave up an 80-yard touchdown to a 4.6 3.40 guy the first play of the game, and then Trubisky goes 3 touchdowns on you in the half.
I don't think.
And over 200 yards. You know who does that? Pat Mahomes. Gave Trubisky a Pat Mahomes first half.
Does this bode well? It's a shame. Does this bode well for Anthony Weaver? Can you blame him for this? I mean, yeah, I know partly. there are some. But listen, you know who's playing a huge role in this team right now? Is Keon Crossan. Keon Crossan, I mean, how many teams would Keon Crossan be on the defensive field for?
No,
he's
none.
A special teams guy.
Zero. He's kept as a late special teams guy. You hide him on the roster because he's a specialist. But that's a problem. When you my dad once told me this about this terrible guy he had from Miami named Joaquin Gonzalez. And Butch Davis wanted to draft him. They were going to draft Eric... Let's see, he was from here in the area. He played at Stanford and was a longtime offensive lineman for San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, he was from Katy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric, you probably had him on Sports Night Live or something like that.
I did.
Eric's, I forget the guy's name, but he was a good player, and my dad wanted to draft him in the 7th round, and they were going to, and then Butch Davis came in. This is when my dad was with the Browns. And Butch Davis, another coach who ran personnel, good stuff. He goes, hey, Larry, do you mind if we draft Joaquin Gonzalez? I really would like to set a record for most Miami Hurricanes drafted. It was something like that because Butch had just come from the Hurricanes. My dad's like, I guess so. That's fine. So he drafted Joaquin Gonzalez. Then my dad told me, and what I learned was, A, I knew offensive linemen better than Butch Davis because Eric, whatever, ended up being a good player. And B, anybody that gets drafted, you have to be ready for them to play. Because the problem with drafting a guy because you want to set a record is that guy, when he makes the roster, he's in position to play. And then you have to play with those guys. Right. If you have Keon Crossan on your roster, at some point, there's a chance he's going to have to go out there and actually play cornerback.
And he did. And he has been. And he, you know what? I don't know. He had 9 tackles or something. Yeah. I
mean, that's always good for a corner to have 9 tackles.
Right.
Sounds like a lot of catches on him.
9 total tackles. Eric Murray with 11 tackles. That's just Lonnie Johnson with 6. That's just horrific. And Justin Reed with 4. Could have been 5 on the first play of the game for a 7-yard gain. But instead, it was 80 yards. Yeah. If he'd have had five tackles, the Texans would have been much better off. Time to talk about TGS. A little insurance, Lance.
Well, so get yourself some insurance. It's homeowner's insurance. I can't do anything else about the other stuff, but I can do something about the homeowner's insurance. And what TGS Insurance does for you is they are the ones shopping the A-rated insurance companies. They've aggregated a number of companies. And so, you know, when you're out there sticking with the same company over and over, they will incrementally raise your rates. And then they'll tell you, well, we're going to give you this discount. But what happens is they raise your rates in another area. And so eventually you find that you are paying so much more for your insurance, especially if you've been with the same company for five, six years or more, and some people like my parents over 10 years with the same company. You've got to text the word money to 232323. And all they'll do is get you a quote within 15 seconds of what the homeowner's insurance and the A-rated company will charge you for your annual insurance. And we're talking A-rated standard coverage. Standard coverage is the good coverage. It's the coverage you're supposed to have. And you're going to find that in most cases, you're going to save money with what you're paying. Now, in some cases, it's into the thousands. The average savings is about $900 annually. And if you're worried about losing your bundle with your car, they can shop car insurance for you as well. And you literally have almost nothing to do. They will get you flipped over and into your new insurance today and get the prorated money back that you've already spent. TGSinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. And wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
All right, time to talk about Chastang Ford and my peeps over there and what they're doing. And I just love what they're doing over there because they're straightforward pricing, never any dealer add-ons. And that's not the case with all the dealerships. And that's where they just keep piling it on, piling it on, piling it on. Pretty soon, you don't even recognize the price anymore. Right now, they got unbelievable deals going on with their Built for the Holiday sales event. 2020 Ford Expedition XLT, 0% APR, up to 72 months, or 25% off MSRP. The 2020 F-150 four-door STX, $29,999, or $499 a month with zero down, or $10,000 off on a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT crew cab. What they got to do is they got to get rid of these cars. They just need to get rid of the 2020s now and make room for the 2021s. 2020 is over, people. It's almost over. And you know what? Take advantage of Chastang Ford and what they're doing with the Built for the Holiday sales event going on right now. You can go to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead. It's Chastang Ford, or you can shop at home and never have to go to the dealership at ChastangFord.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm going to play. That's my job. I got to be out there every game. I'm not looking forward to throwing the books or, you know, book a vacation right now. We got three more games. You know, I got too much pride and respect for myself and this organization and this team to go out there and just get embarrassed again or lose. So my job is to go out there and play, you know, to the fullest and try to get these W's.
Well, that was the question after he went down there at the end of the half there. What the heck? Should Deshaun, and then at the end of the game, should Deshaun be out there in a blowout? And the answer is, he's, you know,
what? I wouldn't have. I would have let AJ get some experience in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Other than when Deshaun goes out with an injury briefly. He's tough, though. You know, the whole, I don't know, AJ and Fred brought it up, and then it became a topic on our sports bet videos. But Deshaun doesn't want to sit out. Deshaun doesn't want to take breaks and not playing games.
That's
and all that stuff.
Football.
He wants to play. It's not football. No. He gets paid to play, and if you love football, I think you create a culture of not loving the game, only loving the bag when you do that stuff. And Deshaun, for him to get back out there, but there also comes a time where in a blowout and you've been sacked a certain amount of times, you're getting hit. It just didn't – I don't think it made a lot of sense to risk getting an over – I mean, to get somebody hit in the fourth quarter of that. I think you want to stay under the total, play A.J. McCarron, and protect your quarterback.
What does under the total mean?
So that they made the smart – you know, I wanted them to make the smart move. They didn't.
That's an odd throw-in for you, under the total.
Under the total.
Why would a football team be concerned
to stay.
Well, I'm just saying, just be conservative and get to the bus. And I like the fact that Romeo Crennel, at the end of that game, he didn't go try to score a meaningless touchdown. He said, let's get to the bus. Let's get to the bus. Hand off, no timeouts, get to the bus. That's that mentality. When you're getting whipped like that, get to the bus, get to the plane. And that's how you do it, right there. That's what I call efficiency, not trying to score meaningless, dumb touchdowns late. Hand it off, no timeouts, get to the bus, get to the plane, get home, and see your family.
Huh.
That's what I'm talking about right
there.
I've
never heard of that.
Here's a good ending. She wants to go home.
Hannah's tired. We got to get her home. Nice shout out to Hannah, because that's how I was like, I'm with you, girl. I did like a sassy thing where I said, that's me, girl. And then it was just in my own head I did that.
What? This thing about, I don't understand this thing about the total and all of, when your football team, you're trying to score points, aren't you, Doe?
Yeah.
No, not meaningless. We don't need meaningless moral victory points. Fantasy football. You're on my fantasy team, Deshaun.
Okay.
No.
If you have any Texans on your fantasy team, you ain't
still. Boy, at this point,
Deshaun.
You could take a late season flyer on a Chad Hansen.
Or a Kiki.
Well, Deshaun, obviously.
He's been scoring some points.
Well, Deshaun, I mean, Chad Hansen had another, five catches?
Seven.
Seven for 50, I think, something like that. Yeah. That's 12 points in a PPR.
Yeah.
You're talking fantasy football. You two are both degenerate, so gambling is right in your alley. Is it worse to score the meaningless touchdown or to know you have a team and they're you got them by seven and they're up by nine? No, they're up by nine. And instead of, you know, the team who's trying to mount this heroic comeback, playing out the string and just scoring for the late touchdown, they kick a field goal so they can set up their onside kick. Which is worse, the meaningless touchdown late or the team who goes, you know what, it's a two-possession game. Let's kick the early field goal.
Well, now that's a heroic move if you've got the team
plus
the points.
Yeah.
If you don't, it makes you want to vomit.
Yeah.
That is a rare instance where you're like, oh, God, they need two scores. This could turn into
a quick field goal. This could be terrible. Yes, this could be terrible for all of us. And that there's a real chance. No, it's happened to everybody.
Oh, it happened yesterday. The Dolphins and the Chiefs. The Chiefs were seven, and the Dolphins kicked that field goal to try to get the onside kick. So some people out there are like, Jason Sanders, you son of a bitch.
That's a bad beat. That's just a bad beat. That stuff happens. There's no question about that. But no, they got handed to the bus, and they were able to get back in time for Hannah to finish off her nap. So that's good. That is that really worked out for everybody involved, you and everybody else involved.
We've got some breaking rocket news. We got a Woj bomb that came in. That one's not really a bomb, but ESPN is reporting with Ramona Shelburne that the arrival of John Wall has left all NBA guard James Harden unmoved and uninterested in pursuing a new partnership with the franchise, and the franchise star continues to push the Rockets for a trade. So
He just wants you to know that, yeah, John Wall, by the way, looked pretty good this weekend. He and Boogie Cousins had pretty good games, at least in game one. And that was a good sign. That was a good sign to see the guys have kind of move towards their old, potentially their old, at least in the direction of their old form. But James Harden wants to make sure that you know, yeah, I'm still not really looking to play. We get it, James. We get it. You don't want to be here.
Today, he and PJ report, allegedly.
Has it been six straight negatives?
He's got his six. The day he got there, I had heard behind the scenes, Monday would be his day. And then Stephen Silas confirmed that this weekend, that James and PJ will both be there on Monday. So that's good news that, you know what, maybe the Rockets, you just hold firm. You just hold firm. You just say, James, you were getting paid. You want to get paid? You don't want to get paid? Don't show up. You want to get paid? Then be there.
This is bigger than this. You're losing your league completely to the players where they will just say, I'm not going to honor contracts. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. At some point, you almost have to bite the bullet and just do what the Rockets are doing and say, look, if we can get something that's in our best interest, we'll do it. But if not, we're just going to take the money away from you and just suck, I guess, because you can't just keep letting free agency allows the players a chance to gang up and group up. But in the middle of a contract, that's just crazy. It's crazy. And this is not good for the Rockets, except for the fact that this is going to make this a very clean split between the Rockets and James, because I've been noticing on Twitter, you know, commentary and what the fans are saying on threads, they're really, even the biggest James supporters are kind of, once you tell a fan that you don't want to be here and be a member of the team that they cheer for, all fans will turn on you. Like, fans just say, well, I'm not with you anymore.
I think
that's the way it works.
During the offseason, when you say something, people, even James backers, like, you know what? He's put in a lot of time with us. I mean, have they ever put, you know, all the rationalizations for why he's right in this? But when the season starts and your guy's not there and you're watching NBA basketball and your guy's not there, I think it flips people. You're like, wait a minute. There's a team. Our team is out there and he's not here.
That's the other different thing about this. While there's a lot of LeBron stands out there who are just going to be, they're going to roll with LeBron and get the jersey of wherever he goes. I don't feel that in Houston. I don't feel like it's a Harden only fan base. I feel like it's Rocket fans who love Harden, but it's not Harden fans who are going to go with him and travel with him wherever he goes. That does not feel like that's the case here. There's some KD fans. There were obviously Kobe fans, even though he was with the same organization, but there's LeBron fans. I don't feel like there's James Harden fans who are like, wherever James goes, there's probably some, but not like, it's mostly Rocket fans. So he's going to really displace a lot of the fans. I think he already has. I mean, I almost basically think I think they could salvage this, but they're not going to with stuff, because there's really no reason to even say this.
Well, that's funny.
That James's people want this out.
Yeah. See, James's people. See,
James or whoever.
No. It, you're right. It's probably James's people, but you know, from one, you know,
yeah, we know you don't
James has
be
never
here.
Treated his people all that. Anyway, but is it like Steph Curry? I mean, there are people that really love Steph Curry, the little guy. He's unbelievable ball handler, unbelievable shooter. And you don't have to be a Golden State fan to be a Steph Curry fan. Do you think? I wonder. Are there like people in Chicago or New York, or I guess there would be all over the country that just, James Harden, wow.
Yeah, but with the guys you mentioned are winners. Like, people gravitate towards winners. You can go, be a Steph fan and be like, well, Steph wins championship. When you get into if you're a James guy and you're backing James, that's not a great debate to be in against other people, because you're like, yeah, but didn't he do this and this and this in the playoffs?
What's he ever done in the big game?
All these other guys have championship moments or championship rings. You gotta be really devoted to simply strictly be a Harden fan and not a Rockets fan.
Yeah, right.
I don't think a lot of people are that.
And not only that, his style of play with Steph.
Yeah.
Man, you want to talk about exciting and you know and the way that they play and everything and how there's nothing exciting about. I mean, I don't want to say nothing exciting about James. But his style of play really does not. I don't know. I find it just hard to watch.
And I think this is why it'll piss off Rocket fans, because they've had to they have to fend off barbs. Because if you're on Twitter, you get in these back and forth with people. Every time something wrong happens to the Rockets, they're having to defend James. Yep. They've been defending this guy for years, and if he decides, bye, I'm out. That's gonna stink.
It's got to be a little embarrassing to do all the stuff that they've done, which has gone over the top, has been a little bit uncomfortable with how they have just, you know, even Daryl's paragraph to James Harden and his goodbye thing was,
well, not only that, but his pining for the MVPs every year.
Yeah, that was disgusting to me. I'm like, dude, we are all fans of James, but don't try to diminish Giannis because of this. Like, it's an MVP award. It's not a championship.
Yep.
It's this whole enabling of individual. Well, that's all Houston's been. The one year that they had a good team ball, they were 65-win season. The rest of it has been James deciding what he wants out of this and just a crap load of isolations. I mean, and then should it surprise you that an organization just went all in on MVP stuff?
No.
Instead of just winning?
Nope. What surprises me, if you don't have a generator, what happens?
Well, if you don't have a generator, it could be some big, big problems. And I want to tell you about my friends over at Generator Supercenter. Generator Supercenter is a company who, frankly, you really need to have a relationship with them. Because when your power goes out during storms, how about how windy it got yesterday? There were down power lines. I heard about it yesterday, as a matter of fact. And I wonder how long that's going to stay down. Because the problem with down power lines is sometimes they can stay down a lot longer than you think. During hurricanes, you can lose your power, depending on how bad it is. You can lose it for well over a month. When you have a freestanding Generac automatic standby generator, you're going to get your power instantaneously go from off to back on, because that's what the generator does. And this generator is going to keep you comfortable with air, keep your freezer on and your refrigerator running and the things like that, keep you warmer with your heater if that ends up being the case. The Generac automatic standby generator is available for you. And Generator Supercenter, they are the number one in the nation Generac generator dealer. For peace of mind and for a free estimate, simply give them a call. Don't waste any more time sitting on hold. Don't waste any more time thinking about it, and then not doing it. Let's pull the trigger and let's get this done so that you and your family are going to be taken care of. 281-377-9774. Generac automatic standby generator has financing that's available with low monthly payments. So it's the time is right now for you to get that peace of mind. 281-377-9774, Generator Supercenter.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. On ESPN 97.5. What did you have for us here?
Just take a look at keep looking down Adam Schefter's Twitter.
The Raiders have relieved Paul Gunther.
Yep.
His duties as defensive line Rob Marinelli.
We got a little something in there about Jed Hughes. Remember Jed Hughes?
I remember Jed Hughes.
Corn Ferry, the search.
He's leading the way.
I thought GM way, but apparently there's a coaching way as well.
There's Dan Bailey sucks. Dan Bailey has really fallen apart. It is really, really bad. That's all I see is Deshaun is leaving the game. I don't see it. What is it, Lance?
Well, apparently he is. It was yesterday morning on the air. I didn't hear it yesterday morning.
Adam Schefter said Jed Hughes has recommended that the Texans hire Brian Schottenheimer as head coach.
Oh, I saw some Schottenheimer stats.
I did too.
Yeah.
Yep, yesterday morning on the air, Brian is universally thought of as a nice guy, but a terrible OC and absolutely not a head coach, according to this text that I received. That's not my favorite thing in the world.
Jed Hughes, hired to assist Houston in search for a new head coach, recently presented to Seahawks offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer with a strong recommendation.
And I have heard people like
him. Deserves serious consideration for the Texans head coaching job.
He's in Seattle right now.
Yes, and he's done really, really well in Seattle. Of course, he has Russell Wilson. And you know what, though? I mean, that's a pretty good model to
They should try to hire him as offensive coordinator.
And oh, by the way,
I agree with that. Let's bring him in as OC.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lateral jump. You can't make it? Okay. Oh, well.
Well, yeah, no. But you know, that's what happens. Offensive coordinators, they become head coaches. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I mean, he's got some good stock. He's Marty's son. Marty was a pretty damn good head coach, Lance. Why are you poo-pooing it? Who knows? And suppose Brian Schottenheimer goes somewhere else now after you poo-pooing the idea and then goes on to win like 4 or 5 Super Bowls. Then what do you think?
So he would become the second best coach of all time, is what you're suggesting, behind Bill Belichick?
You don't know he's not going to?
Yes. Because it's hard to prove a negative, you're right. I don't know.
You don't know that?
You're right. I do not know, yes. Yeah. But I will say unlikely. Can I say it's unlikely?
Who's doing more work on the head coaching job search? You or Jed Hughes? Or Jed Hughes?
I would hope Hannah McNair has a say.
Hannah McNair is tired. Okay.
Well.
She's wiped.
I don't think she's tired. She was bored. It's not tired. She was bored, and then she fell asleep because she was bored. I understand that part of it.
Well, she's like,
oh man,
another game. This time against the Bears. Who's next? The Jaguars game? Are we playing the Giants?
That's exciting. The Jaguars game is exciting. Score points, win games. You know what? This game was the perfect nap. This was the perfect nap.
You know, I'm looking.
I mean, there is zero. I mean, the Bears and I was out of town this weekend. And look at, you guys don't have one of these. Totally sweet Georgetown sweatshirt.
You're not allowed to wear that. Aren't you LSU?
No, you can. Why? I can wear other colleges.
You haven't seen him do this?
Yeah. I do this all the
time. This is what Longhorn Scott used to call T-shirt family. Only this is going to be called
a T-shirt family. I went there. I really. You should. Boy, have you ever been there?
Yeah.
To Georgetown?
Oh, to Georgetown. No, I've driven by it. I haven't been there on campus.
Holy crap. You want to talk about beautiful. Unbelievable.
Is it really?
Oh, the town. It is.
Yeah, the town is really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's a cool area.
Really cool. So anyway, we were there. And there is, I'm trying to find a game. I had to come home. I got home last night and I watched the game after we got home. But you want to talk about no buzz? There was zero highlight. The only thing was David Montgomery's touchdown. That was it. And you were like, oh, sweet. Nice job there, Justin Reed.
Yeah, who wants to watch Trubisky 4 yards at a time pick the Texans apart?
I know. It was honestly, it was literally the least interesting game of the day. It was, that's not hyperbole. I'm just trying to bash the Texans, but you got two crappy football teams.
It's true.
That were so uninteresting and a blowout game that with nothing but that were just a bunch of little pinpricks.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a big stabbing in the shower like Psycho. This was a bunch of Mitch Trubisky just like.
Yeah, but it got bad on you. Like you had no chance pretty quickly.
No, right. But it was.
I mean, they did have 30 at half.
But it wasn't like. But it wasn't like you know. It was well. There was one giant stab wound that David Montgomery 80.
And you bled out. And you bled out.
Yeah.
From that
point
on.
Really.
But why did they have to keep on poking you though?
It's a crime of
with it like a pencil. It was instead a crime of a knife.
Passion. It was a crime of passion, John. You couldn't just stop stabbing, but you did it in small.
Listen, luckily it was three quarters of fury, and then it was over. Everyone could relax and get to the bus.
Get to the plane. Again with the total.
Him and his unders.
Again
with everyone could get to the plane.
Do you think everybody saw, was that the
I swear to God, if my wife, you know, if I took, like I've taken a picture of my wife zonked out on Xanax and we're on a plane because she hates flying, so she's got to get all juiced up on pills. And she's just, and I've taken a picture of me next to her going, she goes, I swear,
and I've showed it to her. I made a mistake in showing it to her. One more time, I think she just found a picture. What is this? I just took a picture when you were passed out. If you ever post this, I will never you again.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
Never again in your life will that ever happen for you.
Wow.
I'm like, well, I'll never post that picture.
I'm just
delete it now. I want to watch you delete it. Delete. Give me your phone. I'm like, let me just keep it for me. I just want it for me to remember a special time we had. Delete it. Shut like up. This is as soon as we take pictures of any kind, immediately she wants to look at the phone and she just zooms herself out. Nope. Delete this. Everyone looks great. You look fine. Nope. Don't like the way I look. I'm guessing Hannah McNair is going to say, I didn't like the way I look in this picture.
Well, yeah.
I'm asleep like this. But can you imagine if her mouth had been open or something like that?
Terrible, oh my gosh.
I'm looking at the picture right now because it's everywhere. And the dynamics of it, like, Kyle's like, she's asleep. Okay.
Kyle looks like he's dealt with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not the first time that's happened.
No. You're right.
Well, but it's a Texans game. Yes, in all fairness.
No, I'm not upset at her. I think it's cute.
Yeah,
she's the first lady of the Texans.
No, Janice is the first lady.
But who's the president? Cal. Yeah. Janice is the queen mum.
She's the queen mum.
She's mum?
Yeah, queen mum.
She's Princess Diana, and he's Prince Charles.
Oh, why would you say something like that?
That's not really.
That's not nice. You watch The Crown. Yeah, you know the deal.
I haven't seen The Crown.
It's not good.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't compare those two.
Instead, I'm still in the same country. I'm watching Gangs of London, which, without question, is the most violent show that has ever been made in the history of television. And, I mean, it's not even close. The gunfight, have you gone to the scene? I ended up paying the $9.99. My one-day trial ends today.
How do I do it without paying?
It's a month. Why do you mean one-day trial? You go to Amazon.
I mean, one-week trial.
You finish it all before the weekend? It's not even a week.
I haven't finished yet. I've got to write players up.
It's supposed to be a month. What do you mean a week?
Is it month trial?
Yeah.
Hopefully that's 30 days. I thought it was a 7-day trial.
That may be another one, but not the one AMC Plus.
Crap. I may have got a 7-day. Well, anyway, the scene. So you haven't gotten. How far are you?
Tell me about it.
How far are you?
I don't know. 3 or 4
in. Okay. About 6 or 7.
He's going to keep going with this.
No. I'm just going to say there's a bunch of people with a machine gun that go attack.
At the trailer park.
Well, the trailer park's pretty gory.
Yeah.
It actually goes. That was the most intense firefight. I thought Heat had the most intense firefight that I've ever seen in a movie. The firefight at that house is the most intense, where they're inside the house and bullets are flying all over and the wood's being ripped. That's the most intense scene that I think I have ever seen in a firefight ever in television. And their blood, when they kill someone, your face, your whole head's going to get blown off on the camera. I have never seen anything as violent as gangs in New York. I mean, Gangs of London. And I mean, like I said, have you, Dell, ever?
No. The best way I can describe it, it's like people who play the video games. There's like their
first person shooters
where you're like, ooh, that's a headshot. But then they go to the cuts. Like, you always think, okay, this is over. There's always a little bit more. There's always a bit extra more. Where you're like, okay.
And you think somebody's dead, and then two guys end up trying to spray each other with machine guns at the same time, and you see blood painting the floor. Like, whoever directed that, it literally looks like something. And the way that the cameras move very quickly from one violent thing to the next, it's just like you're in a video game.
Really?
Yeah, it's... But, I mean, like Dell said, just when you think someone's dead, they stay alive a little bit longer because there's more blood to be had out of that person. Like, we can get more blood. Why is his head still intact?
All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Wait.
Is this a different shot where her eyes are open?
Yeah. No, there's
two. She was fading in and out.
She was, yeah. It's like she was on the airplane.
This is what I do watching TV late at night.
Yeah.
And I have to, was she asking to rewind the game? Like, I'll rewind a show to get back to where I last remembered it, and then I keep falling asleep anyway. Like, I can't. Like, I keep having to rewind to the same thing, only I would never want to rewind that Texans game.
No. No, you're like, oh, I missed it. Oh, well. Look. Oh, guess what? Same score? I'm good. No, I didn't miss much. 713-780-3776. Have you got any thoughts about what's going on? Biscuit, you'll be first up on the other side. Lee and Paul, They recently retired. They wanted a downside. So they wanted to sell their home. In just 2 days on the market, they had 24 showings, 9 offers, and sold the home for $7,000 over the asking price, which is ridiculous. And if you're afraid to risk selling your home and then losing the home you want to buy, because that's a lot of times that's why you want to buy that. Oh, we got a better house over here. But wait, oh my gosh, I got to sell mine first. It's going to be impossible. Nope. Ask about Lance Loken's Buy Before You Sell program. Because this is awfully, awfully important for those of you that want to upgrade, that want to downsize, whatever it is that you want to do. Okay, so you've got that happen. What happens if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? You need to go with the local group who consistently sell homes other agents couldn't sell. How about on an average of 15 days while the other guys are more than three times that long to sell your home? They'll also make you an immediate cash offer at the Loken Group. The Loken Group is the number one group for the Keller Williams Platinum Group. They're the number one in Texas and number two in the world. So you're looking for this kind of performance. That's what you get with the Loken Group. The L-O-K-E-N, thelokengroup.com, thelokengroup.com, 281-861-4624. There's no question. You will love them. They're the only ones that you should call. 281-861-4624 or thelokengroup.com.
When it comes to sports betting, sportsmapbets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, sportsmapbets has all the info you need to make the best play. sportsmapbets.com.
Hey guys, want to build a brand new website or want to revamp your own website? Why don't you go to my friends over at sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com. They're a Houston-based company, and they've been in business for over 2 decades. So, you know, since web design has been jumping off, they've been at the forefront, and they have moved forward with the industry so that, you know, they are at the pivot point of any major changes that are made. And that includes years back when making sure that mobile a mobile integration for your website was becoming a big thing. Well, now it's almost the only thing. I mean, mobile integration, people are viewing your site mobile about 80% of the time, 80% of your public. So you want them to be able to get the same information, see the same videos, get everything that they need to really show who you are and what you do. And so SiteJab helps you do that. SiteJab also can create videos for you. They work with you on branding. They work with you on social media awareness. They are a one-stop shop for you to really, you know, put your plan out to make sure that people get a sense of who you are, what you do, and why they should use you. And that's what SiteJab is all about. I love Hector. I love the entire staff. They do such amazing work. And I promise you, they can take your website right now and really revamp it and remodel it and help you start getting some leads that you haven't had and business that you haven't had. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm always thinking about everything. I have a lot of thoughts in my head. There's a lot of hours in the day. There's plenty of time to think about many different things. But right now I'm thinking about what just happened and not happy about it by any close stretch of the imagination.
That was JJ. Poor JJ. He's stuck here. Is he going to James Harden this thing? Get me out. He almost did.
Yeah.
He almost did.
He was in that neighborhood. Yeah. He did ramp it up before the trade deadline to see what he could do. Now he knows there's no reason.
This offseason they can still do it.
Yeah. Well, this offseason, it should be one of the priorities should be moving JJ. Whitney Merciless was given actually better grades in pro football.
Well, he did have a QB hit. We're looking for Whitney's grade.
So against the Bears, he had a 54.
Wow.
Total ranking.
Didn't he have like a 30-something last game?
Yeah, well, you get graded for each play. So he must have really got his ass kicked last one. 56.6 run defense, pass rushes of 52.5.
Even though he didn't make you can straight things out and you can do stuff.
Let me just say this. His total defense right now is the lowest that I've ever seen. This is his for the season. They've got him with a 39.1 and his run defense at 32.6.
Like, that's lower than even his individual scores for most of these games. He's actually getting worse.
Of course he's getting worse.
You know, Whitney Mercer's got to be saying, God,
but he did make the stat sheet this week because of a quarterback hit.
Dumbasses, don't spend a bunch of time on me again.
Well,
like, I didn't even do, I wasn't.
Well, yes,
me.
That's the problem, Whitney.
They're like,
I didn't even do anything. Why are they, why are they picking on me?
Here's Whitney in his car. Now do Justin Reed.
All right, do Justin Reed.
Keep that same energy. Let's see.
Justin Reed made four tackles.
Whitney can listen to the first segment of the show, D-Weed, and he can see we talked about Justin Reed. If he was one of those radio guys who was yelling at us, we talked about Justin Reed in the first segment.
Why is he a D-Weed?
Because that's what we do. If you missed it, you go listen to
it. D-weed.
Well, I know, but listen to the podcast. But is the podcast up yet? Well, then he can't be a D-Weed.
Well, in about 10 minutes, D-Weed, listen to the podcast.
Okay. Which is worse, being Whitney useless or D-Weed?
I think Whitney useless is worse because I'm not really calling him a D-Weed. That's an inside joke. I'm not. You calling him Whitney useless is awful for him.
Super disrespectful.
That's not. Listen, he's been pretty Whitney useless lately.
See, there you go again.
But he has been. I mean, honestly, for $54 million, you'd think you could get something. You'd think you could get a tackle in 3 weeks. The last tackle that Whitney Useless made was three games ago.
He's just rolling off his tongue. It's like he's talking about it like it's his actual name.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was the last tackle he made.
Well, he plays
three games ago.
He plays a new position, John. I don't know if you've heard.
Oh, no. He doesn't play a new position.
No, he's our.
He just does different things.
He's
now.
Our character linebacker.
Great.
Okay.
He doesn't rush the passer. He doesn't really cover. He's our character linebacker. That's $54 million of character.
He's
on the roster.
Merciless Island. Nobody throws at him.
COLB, character outside linebacker. John.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he
culture?
Culture outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Culture.
I had somebody tell me this. Like
culture. CLB, culture linebacker.
Yeah. Culture linebacker. I had an NFL guy say, you know, I hear culture with the Texans a lot. He goes, and part of their culture is like they use culture. He goes, you know, we call it just accountability. Culture is such a buzzword. It's a word for people who don't have standards. He said, you know what they're talking about? Standards. He goes, we've got standards. He said, culture is the way you exclude players. Standards the way you have accountability. Mm-hmm. Like culture was what you say because then you can, oh, he doesn't fit who we are. Culture. No, culture. He said, those are usually people who don't really have a good feel for how it actually works. And I'm like, all this sounds fairly accurate. He said, when we say standards, these are our standards. This is either what you do or we get rid of you. And he said, standards is about accountability. Culture is about you being important as somebody who doesn't play the game. And I was like, man, this guy sounds like he's saying Jack Easterby stuff. Just, you know, this is our culture. Because it's a nebulous term that you can just use to, like, he doesn't fit our culture.
Yeah.
Amy Pausick doesn't fit our culture.
Like last night, Mike Tomlin, he's been bitching about how his receivers have been dropping balls. Deontay Johnson, come here, sit here. Eric Ebron, come sit here. Because guess what? You can't catch the ball.
Accountability.
You ain't playing.
Accountability.
Come sit over here.
Yeah.
Biscuit is here. What's up, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
How you doing, Biscuit?
Man, it's obvious that everybody runs to the right, you know, where Merciless is. And Eric Reed probably played the worst game of his career yesterday.
His brother.
Whatever, Eric's little brother, whatever you want to call it. Hey, but I'm telling you, Lance, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, man. This O-line was supposed to be better. We understand the defense had some flaws and we knew that's a work in progress, but if this O-line, and if number 71, the number one pick, if this dude doesn't improve vastly real quick, I don't see how the Texans can improve over the next couple of years, man. Because this dude is just Mack was just, and I understand he was playing Khalil Mack, but man, 71, I thought he was going to be a little better than this, man.
Yeah,
you can tell me if he's, you know, if I'm wrong, but 71.
No, but he's not. He's been okay. I think Howard has been okay at times. Not good enough, but Khalil Mack, I mean, he's not ready for that kind of matchup. Khalil Mack just ate his lunch. And frankly, Titus Howard hasn't proven himself yet. We don't know what Titus Howard is. That's why, you know, I look at these PFF grades with a true grain of salt. They've got Titus
Howard at 62, Zach Fulton at a 60, Nick Martin at 57, Laremy Tunsil 75, and then for some reason there Max Sharping a 49, Senio a 54. Like, it just,
where's Juvale?
53, higher than those other guys except Senio. Max Sharping's been a super disappointment to me.
So, okay.
That was a second-round pick,
Biscuit,
by the way.
To Biscuit's point, Tytus Howard has regressed some.
Well, yeah. He hasn't stepped up.
Sharping has regressed,
for sure.
Justin Reed has regressed.
Yeah.
And these are the young guys that you could at least hang your hat on a little bit. That young guys who are in their first contracts who you hope would outplay those first contracts.
There's a development problem afoot because they have looked better.
Yeah.
Max had a season last year. Justin Reed came out and played good football. Something's either going on with Anthony, with Mike Devlin on the offensive line, or Anthony Weaver, or something's happening where these guys have not developed. Tytus Howard, too.
Will Fuller, but we know why Will Fuller was better. So there you got to take that away.
Well, Will has been better for a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he was this might have been his best this year. No, this was his best this year.
Well, he's had great seasons where he got hurt. Like, he had some really outstanding.
Yeah, but he got hurt. So, I mean, yeah. So, no. But here's the deal. I think he's been better this year because he didn't have the whoopee on the other side. By the way, did you see what D-Hop tweeted out? That the Texans are officially eliminated from the playoffs, and D-Hop put the laughing emoji.
He's a picture, yeah.
Three laughing emojis.
Dude. Remember when D-Hop was trying to play nice?
Yeah.
And now that OB has been slain and Jack Easterby is in gunfire, now he's just, all in.
Yeah, if you missed it, some Instagram account tweeted out or posted eliminated with the Texans out of the playoff chase, and they use a picture of DeAndre Hopkins as a cardinal as the image.
Yeah.
And then D-Hop. Commented with the three crying.
Wait,
laughing
who posted that?
I'll look it up because it wasn't his original image.
No,
at all.
It wasn't. But it was somebody that surprised me. Was it like a team?
I think it was. It wasn't a team. It was. I don't know. I'll find it.
Did you see the hole that David Montgomery ran through? By the way,
no. Look at that hole.
That's problematic.
What is Adams doing
out
there?
No
what
idea.
Is Adams doing way out there.
What he's doing.
And then look at Justin Reed has a bead on him. And
I will say that is a tough tackle angle for Reed coming downhill, but that's why you break down in traffic and you maybe leverage him to the sideline. And yeah,
Justin Reed just handled him. He did.
But he ran downhill. Like, you've got to break down in space. You can't do that unless you're just really great.
All right, 758 ESPN. Really
wasting our time on this team right now.
758 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. David, we'll get you on the other. Anybody else wants in? Come on. You're more than welcome. And in the meantime, Craig the Surf.
Oh, man. What a good dude. Oh, man. Craig the Surf's a great dude. And he's got some great prices. Even if he were a bad guy, I'd be like, well, he's a bad guy, but at least they got some great deals out there. But he happens to be a good guy. Happens to be a friend of mine. So it makes it even sweeter that I get to speak for somebody who I respect and like a lot. And that's my friends. And that includes Rick Drenner and all the people over at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. How about Chevy? How about the employee discount right now for everyone? Everyone gets the employee discount for select Chevy models, which it means pretty much most of the models in stock. You are going to get not only employee pricing, which is not a dime more than the employees pay. And this is the employee hookup. You get the employee hookup right now. And it's truly the employee hookup. I looked it up. I'm like, come on. Is this really a hookup or is this? No. It's 100%. This is the same price employees get. But the great deal is they have a cash allowance for most of the vehicles in stock right now. So you got a chance to get additional money off. And then your trade-in value, they're very aggressive with the money they give you. So this is the best time that they've had all year long. And then you have certain 2020 models that they're trying to move. So they're going to be very aggressively priced to sell. This is your chance. If you need a Chevy Silverado pickup truck, if you're looking for a Yukon, if you are looking for any of the vehicles that Chevy makes, now is the time. You can find new roads and get great prices at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.